Sukkah Per Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel 3:13, and now we discuss during the time of the Beis Hamikdash how they would deal with their lulavim in the event that the first day of Yom Tov fell out on the Shabbos. Because, as you know, you cannot carry your lulav to shul on Shabbos if you have to pass through a Karmelis or a Shus HaRabim. And in fact, as I'm sure you know, nowadays we simply do not take lulavim on the first day of Shabbos, even if it's the first day of Yom Tov, because there's a rabbinic enactment lest somebody somewhere come to carry the lulav in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, everyone shook lulav on the first day, even if it fell out on the Shabbos. So our Mishnah here will talk about the logistics of how that is to be done outside of the Beis HaMikdash, but went one in the Beis HaMikdash on the first day of Yom Tov, if it's on a Shabbos, we'll discuss in the next parak. But here we're talking about outside of the Beis HaMikdash, in your local community, if you didn't make Aliyah Regel for whatever reason. So how did you deal with it? The Mishnah says, Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag Shechal Lios B'Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot fell out on a Shabbos, since you can't bring your lulav on Shabbos to shul, instead, Kol Ha'am Molichin Es Lulavin L'Beis HaKnesses. Everybody who is going to go to shul brings their lulav, meaning the Arba Minim, to the Beis Knesses, the shul, before Shabbos, on the Friday. And then, L'macharas, the next day, meaning on Shabbos morning, Mashkim Nuvayin, they get up early and come to shul. They get up early because there's reason Magdim on the Mitzvahs. People should be zealous and alacritous. They should be, you know, quick to do their Mitzvahs. They go to shul early in the morning. Kol Echad Ve'echad Makir Es Shalo. And everyone will recognize his own lulav, v'notlo, and take it for himself. How many people go to the shul already? There's maybe 10 or 20 or 50 or 100 people in the shul. So there'll be whatever it is, 100 lulavim, and that's it. People will know where they put theirs down. They'll pick their lulav up. And that's important because you need to shake your own lulav, as the Mishnah says, mipnei she'amru chachamim, as the rabbi said, ein adam yotzei dechovaso b'yom tov harishon shel chag b'lulavo shel chavero. A person cannot be fulfilling his mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, of taking the Lulav on the first day of Yom Tov, specifically, Dafka, with someone else's Lulav. That's based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'lekachtim lachem, and you'll take for yourselves, V'darshin mishal lachem, it has to be yours, as we said before. Mapping the case, on the first day of Yom Tov, the Lulav you shake has to be something that you own. So you can't shake someone else's Lulav. Although the Mishnah says, Mipnei she'amru chachamim, because the rabbi said so, that doesn't mean that the rabbis made some din derabanan, you have to shake your own lulav. Rather, the rabbis understood from the pasuk itself, the drash, the tradition, already going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, that embedded in this pasuk tells you that it has to be your own lulav on the first day. In practice, just an FYI, nowadays people were rich and lulav are all around, and most people have lulav in shul. But in the good old days, meaning until just a generation or two ago, lulav were scarce, and what would typically be done is people would give a lulav to their friend to shake, they'd give it as a matana almanas lahachzir, as a gift, on condition that the gift is returned. So what happens is, I have a lulav and you don't, I bring my lulav to shul, and I say, listen, with pleasure, I'm giving you my lulav, now it's your lulav totally, as a gift. So you own it, and you can shake it, because it's yours. But just on the condition that after you finish shaking it, you give it as a gift back to me. And in fact, if a person who the recipient of the gift fails to return it, he hasn't fulfilled the condition of the gift of receiving it. Actually, he won't be Yotzi because it won't be his retroactively. Okay, but in any case, that's how it's done, how it was done, and may still be done in many places, Adi Yom HaZeh, but it was typically done like that in the past. In any case, that's what the Mishnah is saying to do. Now, Usha'ar Yomos HaChag, as for the other days of the Yom Tov, assuming a person is shaking a lulav, let's say in the Beis HaMikdash, or after the time that there is a din Rabbanan to take your lulav, all 7 days, as we just learned in the previous Mishnah. Adam yotzi de chovaso b'lulavo shel chavero. A person can, in fact, be yotzi. He can fill his mitzvah with someone else's lulav. Because the pasuk says, v'lakachtem lechem b'yom harishon, it's the first day that it has to be yours, and the other day is not the case. There is a bit of a machlokas for Shonim, if in the Beis HaMikdash it has to be yours or not. And let's just put that aside. Let's read the Mishnah straightforwardly, which lends itself to understanding that even in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not necessary after the first day. And that's how it'll work. Okay, and that's how it works Bezman HaZeh as well. After the first day, no need to give your lulav. You can just let someone borrow it in a conventional borrowing it, and that'll be fine after the first day. And that's fine. And that's all halach lamaisa. Now, just one last point, halach lamaisa. Be wary. It's a halachic problem to give a gift of a lulav to a minor, someone who's not bar mitzvah, on the first day of Yom Tov. The reason why is because they haven't got the capacity, the legal capacity, to transfer it back to you. And that in the case, if you would give it as a gift to a child, you wouldn't be able to get it back again, and that could present all sorts of problems. So be wary of that.